With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. The president of the National Congress of American Indians, Brian Cladisby, says tribal nations are on the front lines of climate change. Cladisby, with the Swinomish tribe in Washington state, is the 21st president of the NCAI. He made the remarks during the annual State of Tribal Nations address in Washington, D.C. Cladisby says Native people must serve as experts and partners with others in the effort to limit the impacts of climate change.
Our tribal scientists and elders are documenting rising tides in the Arctic, altered migration patterns, unpredictable harvest times, and the worst droughts in recorded history. Native scientists and policymakers are working to address these challenges and prevent even worse calamities.
Cladisby says indigenous people made a real contribution to the historic agreement reached in late 2015 at the COP21 conference in Paris. He is now calling for the establishment of a permanent national climate adaptation task force in collaboration with tribal leaders. A Rosebud man received an 18-month prison sentence after he was convicted of stabbing a man in the back. 22-year-old Rodney Robideau apparently was upset the victim shook his hand too hard. U.S. Attorney Randolph Seiler says Robideau pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon and assault resulting in serious bodily injury. Prosecutors say Robideau was drinking at a home in Ring Thunder last May. He reportedly became agitated and complained someone shook his hand too hard. After an argument, he allegedly stood by himself in the corner of a kitchen before turning and stabbing the man in the back with a kitchen knife. Your South Dakota weather forecast for tonight, light snow likely west and developing east late, not as cold with lows around zero in the east to near 20 in the southwest. Tomorrow, light snow ending west early and east late, decreasing clouds west with highs in the teens east to the 30s west. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the west.